Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, what company is this?
We're a third-party call center, sir, that represent multiple hundreds of companies with multiple products. If you provide me a little information, I'll be glad to assist you.
Yeah, I got your number from my bank card number, and I wanted to dispute a charge that's on my bank card.
What's your zip code, sir?
93001.
What's your name?
Timothy Wright, R-E-I-D-T.
And what's your address, Mr. Wright?
1381 East Santa Clara Street, Ventura, California, 93001, apartment number 32.
Okay, sir. Yes, I've located a transaction here for you, and it states that you entered into a contest. You paid the, but it's been canceled, though. You've called in and canceled it already?
Yeah, I canceled it. The charge, there's a $59 charge on my card that's pending. I don't know if it's going to, I got a confirmation of the cancellation because I already called once and,
yes,
and
sir.
Canceled it.
It's canceled, but it wasn't refunded. The $59.89 is a valid charge. They canceled the ongoing charges. You have a charge. It's a reoccurring charge, $59.89 each month. And so what they did, they've canceled it so you won't get a charge in January. You won't get a charge July, August, September, October. So, yes, you did cancel it. They didn't refund $59.89 because that is a valid charge based on the terms and conditions. But they canceled the account, so you won't be billed each month.
No, I need to get that charge canceled because I dispute the charge.
Well,
I'm disputed.
Well, sir, here's as a courtesy, I can do 35% of that back to you, because when you dispute it, the bank's gonna call here and it's gonna be a valid charge, and you're not gonna even get that back because the bank will only give you back if someone else used your card. And it wasn't you that used it, but you used your card. It was in the terms. And
I used my card to pay for a vacuum cleaner that was supposed to be mailed to me, and it was under Home Depot. It was answering an email.
Sir, you're singing to the choir here. I understand. I get it. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying to you, as a courtesy, I can't. As a matter of fact, I can offer you 75% if I said that incorrectly. It's 75%, which would be $44.91 back. And going now, I can offer you $20 to stay if you don't want to pay the $59.96. I can offer $20 back to you. I mean, I can offer $20 for the membership if you want.
Now, no, I don't want no membership. I dispute the money and I dispute the charge. I'll just handle it with my bank.
Well, your bank is not going to refund you, sir, because it's a valid charge. As a
I already called my bank and they said it's pending, and so it's like when it's no longer pending, I could dispute it.
Yes, you can. That's correct. However, when they call us here, they're gonna say, "Oh, they didn't call when the term was up. They didn't call when the trial was up." You're correct. I'm offering you the 75% back as a courtesy because we know the bank is not gonna give it back to you. However, But you have canceled it going forward. We're offered 75%, which is $44.91 back. Okay. When the bank disputes it, they call us here. They say, "Oh, they didn't cancel during the trial period," or "Oh, they didn't read the terms and conditions." The bank only gives it back to you if you did not do it. Like if someone stole your card, or someone took your card, or they got your phone, or they hacked your card or something, but you actually made the charge.
It's on MasterCard, so it's disputable. I can still dispute it.
Well,
I can dispute it.
Sir, I don't mind giving you the $41.91, the 75% back.
I'll take that money back, and if I dispute the rest of it, I'll dispute the rest of it too.
Well, either it's gonna be one or the other. Now I'm gonna give you the $44.95, and the account's canceled. And it's done with. Now,
as soon as I know that the $44.91 has been redeposited on my card, I'll let it go.
Yes, sir. I'm putting it back on your account now. Please allow me to do that now. Let me cancel that. You will see it back in your bank 3 to 5 business days. It depends on your bank, okay? And let me do the cancellation for you now. So hold on. So $44.91 will go back on your card.
Will you email me a confirmation number in regards to that too?
No, sir. I'll give you a confirmation number. I don't have a capacity to email yet, but I can give you the cancellation number. So refund. Are you sure you want to refund? Yes. And then it said that the refund is successfully done for $44.91. The account's already canceled. Let me notate your account. Hold on. Okay, sir. So your refund is, I'm showing it listed here that the refund was issued. The cancellation number, the refund number is, you ready to write it down?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 9208-32712.
32712?
Yes.
Okay.
9208-32712. See before that.
Yeah, okay. 32712.
Mm-hmm. And so it has been canceled. The $41.91 will go back on your card 3 to 5 business days, okay? And you won't receive any reoccurring charges as well.
Okay, yes, canceled. Period.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's canceled. You won't get any charges next month.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye.